In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The famous Austrian psychiatrist Viktor Frankl, who lived from 1905 to 1997, who in the gas chambers of the Nazi death camps lost his wife, father, mother, and brother, and was able to survive these horrors himself, says that man is naturally religious. That is, that in the depths of his being, there is a religious instinct. Whoever represses this natural instinct to believe in God will feel an existential emptiness, which can degenerate into a neurosis due to the lack of meaning in his life. Today, since it is fashionable in some circles to be an agnostic or atheist, or simply to live as if God does not exist, it would be good for psychiatrists to spread their conclusions about the existential frustrations that this brings with it. Many do not want to believe in dogmas or religious truths, but they do easily believe in all kinds of superstitions and strange ideas of any modern scientist. That is why Chesterton, the great English convert, said, "The misfortune of man today is not to believe in anything, but on the contrary, to believe it all." Today, more than ever, the offices of fortune tellers and magicians or healers are full of clients who say they do not believe in God or do not practice their faith in Him. They prefer to go to the psychiatrist than to church. And many psychiatrists have already recommended that they should go to the priest to free themselves from their sins and be reconciled to God, rather than to their consulting rooms. The great psychiatrist C.G. Jung, after the long experience of all my patients who have passed half their life, that is, 35 years of age, there is not one whose supreme problem is not religious. Ultimately, they are sick because they have lost what living religiosity has been able to give its followers at all times, and none have been healed if they have not been able to regain their religious convictions. Viktor Frankl used to say conscience is the voice of transcendence. The irreligious man considers conscience as something behind which there is nothing else. But conscience is not the last instance, but the second to last. The irreligious man reached only the secondary summit. The true summit is hidden from his view. It is veiled by the fog, and he does not dare to enter this fog, this unsafety. Only the religious man dares to do so. It takes a lot of courage to make a profession of what has been recognized as true, and it also takes a lot of humility to call it with that word with which men have called it for millennia, with the simple word God. Viktor Frankl refutes Sigmund Freud, who said that religion was a general obsessional neurosis. And Viktor Frankl says, "We are almost ready to reverse the sentence and say obsessive neurosis is psychically sick religiosity. Whoever represses the angel within himself makes it degenerate into a demon." But have we not seen in the cultural sector, that is, not only in the individual sphere, but also in the social sphere, that repressed faith degenerates into superstition? Yes, repressed faith degenerates into superstition. That is why so many superstitions are believed today. They don't believe in God, but they do believe in all modern astrologers and prophets. The psychiatrist Viktor Frankl himself said, "He who does not believe in God is capable of believing in anything." The clients of psychiatrists today do not suffer so much from inferiority complexes or other complexes, but above all, from a lack of meaning in life. They have a deep existential emptiness. People who distance themselves from God and religion seek with particular eagerness pleasure and entertainment because their life has been left empty and meaningless. And he says this is especially clear among alcoholics and drug addicts, and even more so among criminals and murderers. And he adds, "What I have said about crime can also be applied to sexuality. Only in an existential emptiness does the sexual libido proliferate. This hypertrophy of emptiness increases the disposition to neurotic sexual reactions." For Viktor Frankl, patients are cured when they find meaning in their lives. He calls this healing method logotherapy. A principle of logotherapy is to live as if we were living for the second time, and as if the first time we had acted as wrongly as we are about to do now. Having a reason to live, dedicating yourself to an honest job, to the family, to helping others, can overcome many psychological illnesses. But to fill our life with fullness of meaning, it will always be necessary to believe in God, who loves us and awaits us. This means that loving God in others, or loving others for God, is a great source of joy and meaning to live. It is worth living to make others happy. Alfred Adler, an Austrian medical doctor, psychotherapist, the founder of individual psychology, affirms that all psychic diseases, in some way, have a basis in the egocentricity of the person, and that the sick must be taught to open up to others to cure them. He says that the worst harm that can be done to a child is to bring him up excessively pampered or spoiled, because he will expect and demand everything from others without giving anything in return. He says, the mother's obligation is to make the child a collaborator, a humanitarian man as soon as possible, who willingly helps his neighbor and allows his neighbor to help him when his strength is not enough. I have described the spoiled child as a parasite, continually tending to live at the expense of others. If this trend informs the lifestyle, it will easily be understood that for the most part, these people will consider themselves worthy of the performance of others, be it caresses or goods, material or intellectual work. And this makes them human beings without personality and without fighting spirit. What has happened to those men who have contributed nothing to the welfare of other men? The answer is, they have disappeared even in their last vestiges. Nothing has remained of them. They have become somatically and spiritually extinct. The earth has swallowed them up. Here we stumble upon a secret law, as if the cosmos were ordering them, disappear. You have not understood the meaning of life. In a word, what this means is that the selfish, who only seek their own pleasure and self-interest, are empty inside, and their soul is unsatisfied. For this reason, they will seek in pleasure to fill that void and that personal dissatisfaction, which can easily degenerate, as Viktor Frankl said, into alcoholics, drug addicts, criminals, sexual neurotics. In conclusion, the same psychiatrists are telling us that we must give meaning to our life in God, and that repressing faith in God brings bad consequences. And if we believe in God, we must also love others and be collaborators in the construction of a better, more humane, and happier world. Loving God goes hand in hand with loving others. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.